The views expressed on the Cystic Fibrosis Podcast are that of Jerry Cahill and his guests, and not necessarily those of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Nothing in the Cystic Fibrosis Podcast should be considered medical advice. Such advice can only be given by a physician who is experienced with cystic fibrosis. The Boomer Esiason Foundation, Jerry Cahill, and his guests cannot be held responsible for any damage which may result from using the information on this podcast without the permission of your medical doctor. You're listening to the Cystic Fibrosis Podcast presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Now, here is Jerry Cahill.
The cystic fibrosis community is invited to participate in a series of videos and podcasts on individuals that are living, breathing, succeeding with cystic fibrosis. This podcast, Jumping the Fear with CF and Living in the Forward, was made possible through an unrestricted educational grant from Genentech to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Today we'll meet Callie DeAnda from Tennessee. Callie is 20 years old, athletic, attending college, and loving life. Callie's hobbies include soccer, hiking, cross-stitching, and watching Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. Callie is also a huge Sporting Clays fan. Hi, Callie. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. Well, Callie, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I can. I am 20 years old, and I have cystic fibrosis, and I play soccer at Montreat College. Okay. I also have, so family-wise, mom, dad, I have a twin brother and then a younger brother who is 18, and he actually also has cystic fibrosis.
Okay. Now, when were you diagnosed with CF?
At 2.5 years old.
Okay. And how were you diagnosed?
I was actually diagnosed due to my younger brother. He was 4 months old when he was diagnosed, and he was failure to thrive. And due to that, they came back and said, oh, well, now we know what's wrong with her.
Uh-huh. So how was growing up? Did you grow up in Tennessee?
Yes, I was born and raised in Sevierville, Tennessee. And actually had the blessing, I live on the lake, so have the blessing of that experience and getting to grow up with skiing and wakeboarding and kneeboarding and kayaking and all those adventures.
Oh, cool. So you did a lot of exercise and water sports
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. That's great. And tell me a little bit about your family.
So, as I said, you know, there's five of us. We have also have a cat and a dog, and, I mean, it's...
Well, now, I have a quick little question for you, because I'm not that familiar. What is cross-stitching?
Cross-stitching. So, it's actually... I'm one of those kids, I can't sit still. So, I picked up all sorts of different crafts when I was younger. And cross-stitching was one of them. And it's kind of come back. Me and my best friend kind of picked it back up a little bit during the summer. But it is where, I mean, you have a piece of material and needle and thread, and you just, you stitch and you make things.
Oh, what do you
make? Usually follow a pattern. So kind of, they make patterns for everything. So birds, trees, crosses, whatever.
Oh, okay. So you use different color threads.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, wow. That's pretty interesting. How long does it take you to do a piece?
It depends on the size of it. So, like, for little ones, maybe a day or two. And for bigger ones, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. The one I'm on right now is taking about a week.
And what is that of?
It's a bluebird with flowers.
Oh, wow. I can have you make one of a pole vaulter.
Yeah, sure. Just send me a pattern. I'll do it.
Okay. Cool. Maybe I'll do that. And also, another interesting a hobby of yours is watching Buffy and the Vampire Slayer.
Yes, so we have, my best friend Morgan and I are, I don't know, we just pick up random hobbies. So currently it is cross-stitching and watching Buffy. And Buffy is a older TV show, so it's not exactly what you'd expect a 20-year-old college student to watch, but it's what we enjoy. We dare to be different.
And it's about vampires.
There you go.
Wow, interesting. Who knew down in Tennessee they'd be watching about vampires? God. Okay, so you're at school, and tell me about sports and exercise. You seem to be an avid sports person.
I am huge into sports, soccer especially. So I'm actually playing at Montreat. I'm on a scholarship to play soccer. I also enjoy refereeing soccer. It's kind of my other career. And I've gone to a couple Olympic development camps for refereeing, and I'm kind of pursuing upgrading and moving up in that world as well. So... I enjoy both. And great. In addition, I mean, it's sports. There's also the hobbies, the hiking, the biking, and...
Now, with soccer in college, what is the season? Do you play two seasons, or...?
We're in off-season right now, so our actual season is in the fall.
It's in the fall. Okay. Mm-hmm. And on off-season, do you have to do particular training for it, or
yes.
it's just...
Yes. So we practice. We have what we call 6 a.m. practices, 3 days a week right now. And then we have regular practice outside in the afternoons, one day a week.
Wow. So even on off-season?
So even in off-season, we are 4 days a week.
Wow. Now, for fall season, since that is your main season, do you start training... like in the summer?
Yes. So coach will send us like summer workouts and we'll do those on our own. And then August 1st, we get to campus. We get there about 2 weeks earlier than everyone else for preseason.
Ooh.
And start in.
That's it. That's great. Now tell me also, because we're talking about jumping the fear and living in the forward, you know, similar to stuff we've discussed in the past on the phone about... what does it mean for you when you speak about experience when doors close and opening with cystic fibrosis?
So jumping the fear, to me, there's a lot of fears with having cystic fibrosis. And there's a lot of different labels that they give you that carry fear, you know, such as, okay, so you only have 38 years to live and you have to take, you know, handfuls of medicines a day. And there's fear in that. There's fear in not knowing. And for me, I don't dwell on it. You move forward. You know, dwelling on it doesn't fix it. It doesn't change it. It is what it is. And it's the way that God made me. So there's a reason. And there's just no reason to stick to it and dwell on it. Move forward.
So you kind of have it and, you know, different things. If you have an issue, even if an injury in sports, mm-hmm. which you may have experienced, you have an injury. You can't dwell on it. You take care of it, and then
forward.
You move forward, and you get back and get mm-hmm. ready for season.
Yeah, things happen. You know, bad things happen, or not fun things happen. Things that we don't want to happen happen. But, you know, I don't want to have cystic fibrosis. I don't want my younger brother to have cystic fibrosis. But it's who we are. You know, it makes him who he is. It makes me who I am.
But you move forward.
You don't dwell on it.
Okay.
You know, I don't wake up every morning and think, okay, I have CF. You know, I wake up every morning and go, okay, I got to get this done today and this done today and this homework assignment's due and I really need to start it.
Right, and everybody faces obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we were talking earlier before we started the podcast about you were supposed to be in a phase 3 trial for a new medicine for cystic fibrosis. And that's pretty exciting. And then you were disqualified. How do you move forward after that and why were you disqualified?
So that was a bit of a tough situation. I had actually qualified for the trial initially and was going to my first visit to either start the placebo or start the actual drug. And due to one of the tests that they run, I was disqualified and knocked out of the trial. And that was a pretty big hit. It was, you know, that medicine, that trial was something that I had been looking forward to for over 10 years. And it's something my parents had been looking forward to since I was diagnosed. So it was a pretty big hit, and it was a long day as a whole. I had some other stuff going on. I'd gotten back late from a soccer game the night before and was running on about 2 hours of sleep. So on top of that, I'd broken my hand in said soccer game, so that didn't go well.
Oh, wow.
But...
That's a full day.
Yeah, it was a full day. It was a hard day. And to move forward from that, so here's what I've kind of learned is you can't do it all on your own. At some point you do have to have support from somewhere. And I mean, I walked out of the hospital and sat in the car for a minute and then called my mom and I was like, okay, well this happened. And even though I knew there's no way she wasn't upset, she still had that strength to say, well, it's going to be okay. And we will move forward from this and there'll be another trial. And so we got through it, and there's just that support system. My old assistant coach from my freshman year actually lives in Durham, and I always meet him for lunch, so I went and met him for lunch and told him briefly what happened, and then he proceeded to talk about everything but the trial and CF, which is perfect. It's just what I needed. I needed that break from it, you know, that relief, and it was good.
Well, that's good. I mean, it really shows, too, that, you know, you really have to live in the forward, whether you have cystic fibrosis or not. I mean, people with CF, they have to go in the hospital, they have infections, and once you go in, you just can't think, okay, this is it. You know, you get out, and it will happen again. And, you know, if you have an injury in sports, you know, it could happen again. It's just you taking better care of yourself and making sure in sports you stretch more, you warm up more, and hopefully that will avoid injuries. But it's the same with CF, that you have to move forward, and after you have a sickness or an infection, you can't just say, well, this is it. You take get out of the hospital, take better care of yourself,
and you beat it.
Try again.
That's just it. You beat it. You move forward and you beat it.
Yeah, you have to beat it. Okay, and where did you learn to always have such a positive outlook?
So I guess the first one would be my family. We have what we call like the 24-hour rule. And
oh boy.
We we have rules. And that's where, you know, if something happens, then you have 24 hours and you can be mopey and gloom and doom and unhappy and whatever you want. But after 24 hours, you have to move forward. You can't ponder on it anymore. You have to move forward. You have to find the bright side of it and move on. You can't dwell on it. So that's our 24-hour rule there.
All right. I wish I was there with the stopwatch when that started. I would have fun with that. We'd have a contest. Whoever moved forward or got over it the quickest.
Yeah, 24 hours is your max. It's expected that you move forward before that, but okay, 24 good. Hours is your max.
Wow. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, sports and college and soccer. You know, I know you've always dreamed of playing college soccer, but a lot of coaches and parents and teammates assumed your health would probably keep you away from it. It wouldn't be able to do it. And how do you overcome that obstacle with cystic fibrosis and maintain a positive attitude where people are kind of directly or maybe even indirectly saying, well, you know, she has CF, he has CF, there's no way they can play that sport and make the team?
So that is a hard one because you do hear it a lot, and I heard it from a lot of coaches and a lot of teammates. Like you said, I heard it directly and I heard it indirectly, and that's that, okay, well, she'll never be good enough to play college soccer. You know, she's a little girl with a lung disease. She'll never play college soccer. She'll never be able to reach that level of fitness. And you can do one of two things. You can either dwell on that and let that beat you down, or you can do what I did, which is I let it make me mad. You know, it's like, okay, you know,
is that the second rule, the mad rule? Get mad,
get mad, get even. Yeah, my mom says that a lot, so it might be an unsaid rule. But, but you know, I didn't let it affect me. I didn't let those, you know, those words beat me down. You know, words carry power, and I didn't let those words have that power. I let them have the power to motivate me and to drive me to move forward and overcome that fear that, okay, well, what if I'm not good enough? Then, no, I'll be good enough if I want to be good enough. You know, I have my mom in my ear going, if you want to run extra and do extra work, you can play college soccer. And I have my trainer at home going, you can play college soccer if you want to. You have the work ethic to pull it off. You just need to do it. So I did.
Wow, that's great. So that's my rule then, is like, jump the fear. There is power in believing. You cannot fail.
Exactly.
Okay, we have a lot of rules going on. Boy, we may have a whole list by the end of this podcast. It'll be like ground rules.
There you go. Ground rules to overcoming and jumping the fear.
There you go. So what's it like being in college and, you know, having cystic fibrosis and playing a varsity sport in college?
Well, I'll say this. Varsity sport is a full-time job. It really, truly is. The 4 to 5 practices a week on top of games. But cystic fibrosis in college is, well, I mean, first, your mom's not there to tell you to do your treatment and remind you to do it. And your mom's not there to schedule your doctor's appointments. So you have to do that yourself. You have to actually go to the doctor's appointments. Your mom's not there to put your vitamins out for you anymore. You get to do that morning and evening on your own. You have to wash your equipment. It's CF alone can be a bit of a part-time job, honestly. And on top of that, you know, college sport and classes, it's a lot. but it's living life, you know, overcoming that. You know, there's a bit of a fear of, with cystic fibrosis, of leaving home and doing, taking care of yourself and handling everything on your own. But it's doable. And it's one of those, it's, you know, it's like, okay, do I just go and do it, or should I do maybe part-time and work my way up to, you know, school on my own? And for me, the answer was just, I need to take off and I need to do it. You know, I need to handle this disease on my own. I need to jump that fear of relying on my mom to hold my hand and take care of this. You know, it's...
Well, the good thing is also, when you think of it, is that you've basically left the nest and you've mm-hmm. become independent. And that must be a great feeling to be able to sit back and realize that you're doing it all on your own.
It is.
You know, I mean, your parents are there and whatnot as a support staff, but when you're out at college on your own, that's teaching you life lessons and independence.
It is. It really truly is.
Wow. How do you avoid being tied down to your treatments all the time?
So I do treatments 2 times a day with the vest and the nebulizer. And on top of that, exercise is kind of like a third treatment for me. And I've never had like a flare-up with cystic fibrosis where you end up in the hospital for a couple days and have to do IV and kind of knock CF back. I've never had to experience that. So I'm very grateful in that aspect. But that's pretty much it, is I truly use exercise as that third treatment to really kind of control CF and maintain health.
Good. Exercise is probably one of the single most important things in my life that's kept me healthy. And I think it's probably one of the greatest forms of, chest physical therapy or airway clearance.
I know it makes a difference for me. Even if I'll go ref, and when you referee a soccer game, depending on the level, you run around 5 to 8 miles per game as a center referee. So it's like, you know, I walk off the high school field after doing a high school boys game and I'll cough the whole way back to school.
Well, that's good. You're doing your airway clearance.
Yeah, it's like it works.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people out there, and we talk about jumping the fear and, you know, moving forward. But there's a lot of people out there that see all the negative aspects of CF. How does that present you with an opportunity to get to know a variety of different people?
So it's actually, and that's true, a lot of people say, okay, cystic fibrosis, it's a disease and it can only be negative. But CF has opened a lot of doors for me in my life. And I mean, some of them with my family is very involved in fundraising. And my parents started a foundation for Kale and I, and to raise money for CF. And in that, we have met so many different people and gotten to know so many different people. There's one lady who kind of helped us worked for us for a little bit, and she's become a super close family friend. And the things she says or does, I mean, my mom and I will go shopping, and I'll say, look, Mom, and Mom will be what? And I'll go, Sherry Coleman shoes. And she'll go, oh my gosh, they are hers. I mean, she's made such an impact on our life. But another thing that cystic fibrosis has kind of opened up to me that I'm extremely grateful for is that with fundraising, you know, in the world, you kind of look at the world these days and you say, you know, the world's broken and people just, they aren't kind, they aren't generous. But you go to a fundraising event, and, you know, I'll get up there and speak and I'll come off and you'll see tears in grown men's eyes and you go, no, the world's not all broken. There's still compassion. There's still sympathy. And that to me is very touching.
Yeah.
That to me is very touching. And it reminds you that, yeah, there is good in this world. There's still good in this world.
We talk about jumping the fear and moving forward. And, you know, everybody has fears in life, and probably people with CF have a lot of fears also. I mean, obviously, it's a fact. But what scares you about CF?
I guess the main thing that scares me about CF, it's actually not dying, believe it or not. For me, what scares me about CF is, I guess, kind of losing the ability to be me. So I enjoy soccer. I enjoy playing. I enjoy reffing. You know, I want to be able to wake up every morning and have the energy to want to go do things. So I guess what scares me about CF is when, you know, I get to that day where I wake up and I don't have that energy, I don't have that desire to get to go do what I love and enjoy. That's what scares me about CF.
Okay. And how do you overcome the fear of CF and taking control of your life?
I mean, for me, it's back to that you don't dwell on it. You know, you don't dwell on that fear. It's, if it happens someday, it happens someday. It's, you know, it's one of those things, it's always in the back of your mind, but you don't think about it, you know?
Just try to live your life.
You try to live your life. You don't dwell on that. You don't dwell on the negative. You move forward.
So in life, speaking about, you know, CF and support systems, you know, and fears, in life we all tend to find those people that are inspirational to us. Who are those people in your life? Or what kind of people? What type of people?
Well, I mean, if I had to pick, my number one would be Chuck Norris. he's pretty big. I love his, you know, love Walker Texas Ranger and all that, and love the Chuck Norris facts. But I really enjoy what he stands for, and I like that he stands for his faith, and that even though in a world where people kind of disapprove of that, that he still stands up and says, "This is who I am." And I appreciate the inspiration he brings in fitness and nutrition, because in the cystic fibrosis world, that's important. It's really important to me.
Yeah, it is. And what about your mom and dad?
They're huge. As I said, my mom and her 24-hour rule. Right, we're back to the rules. The rulemaker. Okay. She's huge in my life, as is my dad. And my brothers are big.
Yeah, that's great.
They're brothers.
Good. Now, what advice do you have for others in life, whether they have cystic fibrosis or not, that are facing fears and not opening doors to move forward?
I would say that you do need people. That in facing fears, you can't do it on your own. And, you know, I have those people that I can fall back on. Whether it be my parents or my brothers or my best friend at home or my best friend at school or my coach, it's you have those people as your support system that even when you start, you know, that fear is too big, that you can call them and be. I know on the way back from the disastrous drug trial day, I'd texted my coach and said, "Where are you going to be when I get back to school?" And she said, "Either the gym or at home." And I said, "Okay, because I need a hug when I get back." And she said, "Okay, call me when you get off the interstate." So I called her, and she's like, "School." So I went in, and she gave me a hug. I was like, so it's like, who's that, you know, have that support system. But also in that, I know faith will play a role, will always play a role for me. And that's in that when God closes one door, he does open another. So even though you have that fear and there's that closed door, I guarantee God has opened another one for you. There is another one around your fear, a way to beat it, a way to overcome it.
That's good. I think, you know, it's a good point you make about needing people, you know, and overcoming fears and just in life. And, you know, some of them are there as a support system, but just for me in a lot of ways, it's just to have those people and, you know, people that I train with just to create that sense of normalcy in my life, even if I'm not sharing a lot of, you know, my ups and downs. It's just being involved with people that gives me kind of that balance and sense of normalcy where, you know, sometimes I don't have to kind of share and tell them all my issues or problems, but just being around them or training or going for a bike ride, it just creates that whole sense of normalcy in my life, which is important. So I think in general, people, you know, with CF, but in most people just need to have people in their life.
They do.
To keep them kind of centered and balanced a bit. Now, what do you want people to know about Callie?
Callie, that's me.
Yes. Other than what you told us already.
Well, I don't know. I guess to know about me, I love life. And that's just, you know, there's no reason to let things get you down or dwell on them. You know, I want to be the person who, rather than dwell on fears, I want to be the person who can find joy in life.
Okay.
And move forward.
Are you happy?
I'm always happy. I'm always happy.
Well, that's good. Callie, do you have any questions for me?
I don't.
Okay, good. That's even better. That makes me happy.
I knew it was that easy.
Well, I'd like to thank Callie for sharing her experiences on Jumping the Fear with CF. I'd also like to thank Genentech for the Unrestricted Educational Grant, which has made this all possible. And remember, jump the fear. There is power in believing. You cannot fail. Thanks, Callie.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Jerry Cahill's Cystic Fibrosis Podcast. If you would like more information on cystic fibrosis or the Boomer Esiason Foundation, visit our website at www.esiason.org.